The City of Bloomington Utilities Department continues to work on removing mercury and asbestos at the decommissioned Griffey Lake Treatment Plant. Last night, the Utility Services Board approved a $187,000 amendment to its existing contract with VET Environmental Engineering. The original contract was to handle the plant's demolition. The amendment is meant to fast-track the contamination cleanup. CBU already conducted one mercury cleanup a few years back when the contaminant leaked from broken water flow meters. According to Assistant Director of Engineering Brad Schroeder, that cleanup was limited to a few select areas within the plant. Then, earlier this summer, asbestos was discovered in the floor tiles. Schroeder told Board President Julie Roberts more mercury was discovered during the asbestos removal, and the Indiana Department of Environmental Management was called in.
The traffic inside the building is pretty high, and it just got opened up, and now it's all over. And so when IDEM came in, they were actually, you know, using an air detector and just finding it in spots that we never thought. It really is pretty prolific. Very small amounts, but prolific. And so we kind of went from three really discrete locations that we cleaned to fundamentally having to look over the entire building. And maybe it isn't necessarily everywhere, but we have to look everywhere. We have to test everywhere. You have to clean everything up, trying to get to it, because it has been distributed around the building.
Was there any, undiscovered mercury from the original inspection?
Yeah, it's all undiscovered from the original one. So when we did the original one, we thought we had it, but we didn't have any drawings. The drawings didn't show the potential sources. You know, it didn't really show where all the meters were at, and so we did a visual, and we looked all over, and we thought we saw the meters, and to the best of our ability, without tearing up, we thought we had it.
The Utilities Department announced last week that a security firm has been hired to keep the public off the property. Roberts asked Utilities Director Vic Kelson about that effort.
So are we seeing a decrease in the number of people attempting to get in?
You know, some days it looks like that we are, and other days it doesn't. The other night they ran 12 people off the property. The night before they ran 7 off the property. I don't know how many of them have actually been inside the building. They continue to cut down the fence and we continue to repair it. You know, even though there's a guard there, the guard walks around about every half an hour, and apparently people come sneaking in there, they'll come through the woods and cut a hole in the fence.
Roberts also asked Schroeder whether the land around the plant had been examined for mercury contamination.
Has the company gone out and, or IDEM or anybody, metered the area around the plant? And I mean, because if they're getting in and tracking it, are they tracking it outside?
I don't know if they've done that. I think it'll be part of the, we can certainly look at it, and they've certainly metered around it. It wasn't an official delineation, and it'll be part of this process to delineate the site and see where it's gone off site.
Because I'm sure that's what the neighborhood's concerned about, is if they're in there messing around, they're tracking it out on their shoes. And
yeah, and that's what IDEM is concerned, so we'll need to do that. You know, over all this is IDEM, and really even EPA is looking at us.
Kelson told the board the trespassers are primarily high schoolers and college kids.
And we don't know what the attraction is. That's the question people keep asking me, is why on earth? Anyone from the public who's watching, if you're a parent and you have kids that might go over there, ask them not to. And if you're interested in going in there, don't. It's dangerous for you and it's dangerous for the public.
Kelson said he doesn't know how many people may have sidestepped security and slipped into the Griffey Lake treatment plant. Administrative Assistant Holly McLaughlin read the text of the warning signs that are being added to the existing no trespassing signs.
It says, City of Bloomington Utilities Warning, hazardous materials present at this site, no trespassing, persons found trespassing may be subject to arrest and decontamination procedures.
Kelson said those decontamination procedures are extensive and would be carried out by the Northern Monroe Fire Department.
What they do is they remove your clothing, all of it, and your shoes. They put those in a bag and put them in the drum inside the facility because they have to be disposed of with all the other hazardous materials. They scrub you for 15 minutes in a shower and put you in a Tyvek suit and send you on your way.
The new warning signs for the Griffey Lake Treatment Plant go up tomorrow.